on, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile's presents the Joan Davis Show.
Poor Joan ain't got nobody. Oh, yeah.
Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast, including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours sincerely, Harry Von Zell. And here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Boo.
Applause, 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 applause. Applause, applause, applause. Joan, I want to ask you something.
What do you want, Harry?
I dropped over to pay you a visit this afternoon, but you were out. Where'd you go?
Well, I went shopping for a going-away present for my Uncle Charlie.
Oh, Charlie's going away?
Yeah, so I got him one of those new fountain pens that writes for 2 years and is guaranteed for life.
Mm.
It's very appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate? Why?
That's what Charlie's going away for, 2 years to life.
Oh, no.
Swanville, USA, May 27th, this week. This week, as the weather grows warmer, the citizens of Swanville start wishfully thinking about summer holidays and look forward to building up their tired bodies and giving their weary brains a vacation. But nowhere in Swanville will you find a body that needs more building up or a brain that's been on a longer vacation than in...
Joanie's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Who? The Swanville Employment Agency? Oh, yeah, I'm glad you called me back. My assistants, Harry Von Zell and Andy Russell, are going on a 2-week vacation to a ranch, and I need somebody to take their place in the tea room. Harry ought to be easy to replace. He's just my general utility man. But Andy'll be very hard to replace. You see, he's my idea man. What's he do? Nothing. But every time I look at him, I get some terrific ideas. Any questions?
I'm an old cowhand.
I'm an old cowhand.
From the Rio Grande.
From Rio Grande.
Yippee! Yahoo!
Well, well, if it isn't Hopalong Russell and his four-legged friend, Trigger Von Zell.
Hmm?
I see you fellas are all set for your vacation at Mrs. Hipperton's ranch.
Joanie, why didn't you accept Rosella's invitation and come with us?
Yeah, we'd have a wonderful time.
Don't tempt me, Andy. Somebody's got to take care of the tea room, you know. Anyhow, before you go to that ranch, Andy, I want to tell you something.
What, Miss Davis?
Well, the desert is very treacherous, so don't ever go out in the sun without your hat on. Make sure you've always got plenty of water with you, and watch out for the rattlesnake.
Oh, I will.
Joanie, isn't there something you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, Harry. Take care of Andy.
Bap! Jeepers, Joan, that's all you ever think about. Andy, Andy, Andy.
Andy, Andy, Andy.
Harry, either your voice is changing or there's a high echo in here.
Oh, no, Miss Davis, that's Barbara Weatherby.
Oh, hiya, Babs. Did you come to bid goodbye to the 2-tea room tycoon?
No, Miss Davis, Buckaroo. I came to bid goodbye to you.
Oh, well, I got news for you, Babs. I'm not going.
Well, I have news for you, Miss Davis. I am.
Well, I hope you have a very nice... Hey.
That's right, Miss Davis. Mrs. Hipperton called me and suggested that since you had refused her invitation, I go along instead. You see, Miss Davis, I got my opportunity thanks to your stupidity.
Oh, you don't have to thank my stupidity, Babs. It's always there, whether you need it or not.
Oh, Andy, just wait till you see me in my Western ranch outfit. I look just like a real cowgirl.
You certainly do look like a real cowgirl.
Now watch it, Joe.
Hold her, Andy. She's heading for the barn.
Miss Davis, don't be a nincompoop.
A poop in what?
A nincompoop.
Oh, no.
Surely you know what a nincompoop is.
Oh, sure. When two poop decks get married, they have a little nincompoop.
I'm certainly glad you're not going to be around to annoy us with your idiotic chatter. Oh, Andy, I just can't wait till we get out on that ranch. There's something about the desert that gets under my skin.
Cactus, I hope.
Well, if you'll all excuse me, I'll run over to my room and get my bags now.
Hey, bring mine, too, will you, Andy?
Sure, Harry. See you later.
Well, Miss Davis, just think. While you're stuck in this dreary old tea room, Andy and I will be walking hand in hand under the desert moon. Aren't you jealous?
No, I always turn green this time of year.
You know, Miss Davis, a ranch is a very romantic spot. Mrs. Hipperton's ranch is very close to Nevada. And in Nevada, one can be married in jig time.
Jig time, Nevada, huh? Is that near Las Vegas?
Oh, Miss Davis, you can't cover up your fears that way. I can see right through you.
You can? I gotta stop eating cellophane.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I have to hurry home and start packing. Well, goodbye, Miss Davis. When I see you again, you may be calling me Mrs. Russell.
Mrs. Russell. I'd like to rustle her bustle.
No.
Terry, when you get to Hippie's ranch, you just got to keep Andy and Barbara apart. You just got to stop her from marrying Andy.
Why should I? If Andy does marry Barbara, I'll have a clear field with you.
Well, you may as well know right now, Harry, that if Andy ever married Barbara, I'll never marry you.
But, Joan, if he doesn't marry her, you'll surely never marry me. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You know, Harry, you're in a worse spot than I am. Harry, I've just made up my mind. I am going to Hippie's Ranch with you and Andy. I got to protect my interests.
That's a good idea, Joanie. Well, who'll take care of the tea room?
Well, the employment agency is already sending down two men, and I'll put my brother-in-law, Serenus, in charge. Where is he?
In the kitchen, sleeping as usual.
Oh, Serenus! Serenus!
Hello, Joanie. What you wake me up for?
Serenus, I'm in a jam.
What flavor?
Oh. No, no, Serenus. Joan has just decided to accept Mrs. Hibberton's invitation and go to her ranch for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you've got to stay here and take care of the tea room.
Gee whiz. I need a vacation, too. I'm tired.
Well, it's too bad, Serenus, but you just can't go.
But I was going to go fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah. I already dug up a can of big, fat, wriggly worms. I love worms.
What kind of worms do you use for fishing, Serenus? Sandworms?
No.
Garden worms?
No.
Well, then what kind of worms?
Lady worms.
Lady worms? How do you know they're lady worms?
I watch them, and if a worm turns without putting its hand out, it's a lady worm.
Well, I'm sorry, Serenus. You'll have to postpone your fishing trip till I get back from the ranch.
Golly, those worms will be disappointed. I promise to take them fishing today.
Oh, that's too bad. Now, I got to run down to Havemeyer's department store and buy a pair of riding breeches. Remember, Serena, starting right now, you're in charge of the tea room.
Okay, Joanie.
While Joan Davis is pursuing her vacation plans, let's take a look at the weather reports. Say, folks, looks like the weather played tricks on us today. Summer is nearly here and the mercury stood still. But we all know in just 4 days it'll be June, that sizzling month that gave us thermometer readings like this last year.
In San Francisco, the mercury hit 87.
In Chicago, 93.
In New York, 95.
Yes, there's no getting around it. We're in for that kind of hot, sticky weather this year, too. And that's the time it's nice to know about Swan floating soap. There's nothing that'll refresh you and cool you off like washing up with Swan. You'll love Swan for your hands, your face, and your tub or shower. And while you're relaxing in that cooling Swan bath, ladies, you can be mighty sure you're using the soap that agrees with your skin. Yes, Swan is so mild, doctors recommend it even for a baby's tender skin. And Swan gives you more real soap for your money than expensive complexion soaps. So remember, when the summer heat gets you down, freshen up with Swan, the new white floating soap. Swan gives you plenty of rich, creamy lather, even in hard water. That's Swan, the soap that agrees with your skin. It's pure as fine Castile.
Gee, Havemeyer's department store is sure doing a lot of business today. Excuse me, are you the floor walker?
What was the question, madam?
Are you the floor walker?
Well, I'm not wearing this carnation because it's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Where can I buy some riding pants?
For yourself?
Well, they ain't for the horse. Where are they?
Well, you'll find riding habits in the sporting goods department next aisle over.
Thanks.
Yes, madam. Can I be of service to you?
Yes, you can. I'm going on a vacation to a ranch.
Oh, and a ranch.
Yeah, and I'd like a pair of riding breeches, size 14.
Riding breeches, size 14. Mm. Right. Now, we'll undoubtedly want a blouse, too, won't we?
Oh, yeah, a blouse.
Right. Now, of course, we'll want a 10-gallon hat.
We will?
Yes. And with it, we'll want a bandana.
But...
And riding boots, spurs, chaps, and, of course, to complete the outfit, we'll need a saddle.
A saddle? What for?
Well, we don't want to go riding bareback, do we?
Well, I don't know about you, but I already bought a blouse.
Well, far be it from me to force anything on a customer. So we'll simply include the saddle, saddlebags, saddle blankets, and, of course, we'll need a whip. Now, I'll just total up your bill.
Before it was we, but when it comes to paying the bill, it's your. Okay, get the stuff together and charge it to me, Joan Davis.
Thank you, Miss Davis. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, we still need...
Oh, no, we don't. Send the stuff over right away to Joni's tea room.
But, Miss Davis...
Rio Grande.
Hello,
Miss
Davis.
And my legs ain't bowed.
Say, Harry just told me he decided to go to the ranch with us, and I think that's swell.
Did you get the riding pants, Joni?
Did I get the riding pants? I got riding pants, a riding blouse, boots, spurs, chaps, saddle blankets. Boy, that salesman at Havemeyer's was a high-pressured kid.
Yeah, it's a wonder he didn't sell you a horse.
Oh, Harry, I'm not that stupid.
Oh, that's good.
Although what I'll do with those six bales of hay, I'll never know.
Gosh, you must have spent a fortune for that stuff.
Oh, I don't care. It's worth it to me just to be out on the ranch with you, Andy. I can see us now sitting around the campfire listening to the music of the desert. The horned toads playing on their little horns. And you singing me a love song. Come on, partner, give us a preview.
Okay, Pot.
Yeah, I did a blackberry.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is gone. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say.
There's a pause and a pause and a pause and a pause down the door.
Well, Harry, here's Mrs. Rosella Hipperton. I guess she came by to pick us up.
Hiya, Hippie.
Hello, Miss Davis and Mr. Russell and Mr. Von Zell.
Oh! Well, Rosella, we're all ready to drive out to your ranch.
Oh, Harry, there's been a slight change in plans.
Oh?
You see, I just came from my doctor.
Doctor?
Yes. Before I ever go on a long trip, I always have a checkup.
What's the matter, Hippie? Is your clutch slipping?
Miss Davis, the doctor said that the desert will be bad for my blood
pressure. Ever try skid change?
And he recommended that I go to a cooler climate. So I wired for reservations at Moon Mountain.
Moon Mountain? Ain't that the place where they have winter sports?
Yes.
Hippie, you can't go there.
What concern is it of yours where I go?
Well, didn't you buy a lot of Western stuff for the ranch?
No. All I bought was a pair of riding pants and a blouse.
Huh?
Mr. Havemeyer was completely sold out of everything else. The salesman told me that somebody came in and insisted on buying every piece of Western equipment that they had. It must have been some movie star.
Yeah, meet Ingrid Schlemiel.
Miss Davis, what are you talking about?
Well, Rosella, Jonah decided to accept your invitation and go along with us to the ranch. She's the one who bought all the Western equipment at Havemeyer's.
Where? Well, that's just too bad. She certainly won't be able to use it at Moon Mountain. All they have up there is skiing, tobogganing, and ice skating.
Don't they have any horses there?
Of course not.
Then what am I going to do with the 6 bales of hay?
That is your problem, Miss Davis. Well, I must run home now and repack. See you later, Harry. Toodaloo.
Toodle.
Ew.
Stop shouting. Now, what can I do for you?
Where's the exchange counter?
Exchange counter? Madam, Havemeyer's has a firm policy. No exchanges.
No exchanges?
No exchanges.
But I was going to a ranch. But I was going to a ranch before, and I bought a complete Western outfit. And now I'm going up to Moon Mountain for winter sports.
You'll find winter sports equipment in the sporting goods department.
But I want...
No exchanges. No exchanges. No exchanges.
All right, all right. No exchanges.
Well, that's better. Next aisle over.
Ah, good afternoon, Miss Davis. Oh, is there something we forgot to get for the ranch?
No, we didn't forget anything for the ranch. I want a pair of skis.
Skis?
Yeah. We're going to Moon Mountain.
Oh, splendid. Pair of skis. Now, what size ski boot do we wear?
Ski boots? No, all I want is skis. Just skis.
Well, we can't ski barefoot, can we? Now, we'll also want ski poles, ski jackets, ski pants, and ski wax.
Do I have to have all that?
Positively.
But that's all.
That's all.
Good.
For skiing. Now, for mountain climbing...
Yikes!
Joni's tea room. Andy Russell speaking.
Oh, Andy.
Hello, Barbara.
Mrs. Hipperton just called and asked me to get in touch with you and Mr. Van Zyl right away.
Oh, what's the matter?
She just received a telegram from Moon Mountain. They have no reservations for us.
Oh, that's too bad.
But she managed to get a beach house at the seashore.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll tell Harry. Goodbye. Say, Harry.
Yeah, what is it, Andy?
Well, Barbara Weatherby just called up and she told me that...
Hey, Joni. Did you buy the pair of skis?
Pair of skis? Before I got out of that place, that salesman sold me a pair of skis, ski boots, ski poles, goggles, a toboggan, and then for mountain climbing, he sold me an alpine stick, mountain climbing shoes, and an 80-foot rope.
Oh, holy smoke, it's a wonder he didn't sell you a St. Bernard dog.
You think he didn't?
He did?
Sure, but that doesn't bother me. Only I'll never know why I bought 6 more bales of hay.
Oh,
gosh, Miss Davis, Barbara Weatherby just told me that Mrs. Hipperton couldn't get a reservation at Moon Mountain, so we're going to the seashore instead.
The seashore?
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't got a bathing suit. What am I going to do with all this winter stuff?
You'll just have to take it back to Havemeyer's and exchange it.
Exchange it?
Yes.
And no exchanges. No exchange. Positively. Just, you know.
Why did I ever leave Sarah's Roebuck?
Look, I'm not going to Moon Mountain, so I can't use any of that winter stuff I bought. Now I need a bathing suit.
You'll find bathing suits in the sporting goods department next aisle over.
Yes, miss. What can I do for you?
Well, I... Oh, a new salesman. Gee, I'm glad that other fellow isn't here. I'd like a bathing suit size 32.
Here you are. That'd be all?
Yep. Now wrap it up quick and let me get out of here.
Well, well, well. Back again.
Too late.
We're going to the beach, are we? Well, then, we'll need a surfboard,
yeah,
an umbrella,
yeah,
portable barbecue,
yeah,
water wings,
yeah,
and a motorboat.
Yeah. Okay, load them up on the truck, and don't forget the 6 more bales of hay.
Hey, what do we need hay at the beach for?
Well, somebody's got to feed the seahorses.
By the beautiful sea, all of you women.
Oh, hello, hippie. Well, I just bought all my beach equipment.
Joan.
Hmm?
Mrs. Hipperton has some terrible news.
Oh, if it's what I think it is, let me sit down. Now break it to me gently, hippie.
Miss Davis, I just received a phone call from the beach.
Yeah.
At high tide this afternoon, the house I rented was carried out to sea and sank beneath the waves.
Deep?
Very deep.
I wonder if Havemeyer's carries deep-sea diving suits.
We certainly do, Miss Davis. And then we'll need grappling hooks, a submarine...
How do you like that? This guy followed me home.
I'm sorry, but it looks like all our vacation plans are off. We'll just have to stay in Swanville this summer.
St. John, eh?
What do you want, Serenus?
This man just backed up a big truck in front of the tea room.
Yes, I know. He's from Havemeyer's department store.
Yeah, it's full of saddles, skis, surfboards, sleds, and especially hay. 18 bales of hay.
Joni's Junk and Feed Shop. Alfalfa Davis speaking.
Folks, Joni will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, may we remind you the shortages of things you want and need are due mostly to a lack of fats and oils. Soap especially cannot be made without them. That's why we say where there's fat, there's soap. So remember, keep saving that used kitchen fat. It will go to work to bring you many of the things you've been waiting for. Save every drop. Now, here's Joni again. Say, Joan, time really has come for us now to put the key in the door and close the tea room for the summer.
Yes, it has, Harry, and I must say that these 39 weeks since we opened have gone by so fast I can hardly believe they're really over.
We've had a lot of fun, haven't we, Joe?
We certainly have. This has definitely been my happiest season of broadcasting, thanks to you, Harry, to Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, and all the other members of our swell cast, to Maestro Paul Weston and all his boys for their terrific musical support, and, of course, to my singing lovebird, Andy Russell, who captured everybody's heart but successfully resisted my capturing his.
Well, Joni, you're talking about script, but in actual fact, you certainly captured everybody's heart, including mine.
Oh, Andy, I could kiss you for that.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Wow, it took 39 weeks to make it, but I finally did it. And by the way, Andy, I want to wish you luck this summer when you start your new program for the Lucky Strike Hit Parade.
Oh, thanks, Joni.
And good luck, too, on your opening tomorrow at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles. And thanks, too, to all you loyal listeners who encouraged us so by your wonderful applause and letters. And, of course, every night before I go to bed, I'm going to kiss a cake of swan for making all this possible. See you all in the fall, you all. Good luck. God bless you and keep you. I wish I could afford to. Good night, everybody.
Well, as Joni has told you, this is our last program this season, and believe me, we're sure going to miss these Monday evening visits at... It's been a lot of fun, and I hope a lot of you get Hep to Swan, the new white floating soap. No fooling, folks, it's really swell having one soap that'll do every single soap and water job in the house. So don't forget what I've been telling you, that Swan is one soap that gives you suds and mildness both. Suds, hard-working, long-lasting suds that get the work done in no time at all. And mildness, real baby mildness that agrees with your skin, leaves your hands soft and lovely even after doing dishes and laundry. And don't forget, too, that Swan is so mild, doctors recommend it for bathing even a baby's tender skin. No wonder you're in luck with Swan. You've got suds for the kitchen, mildness for the bath. You've got Swan, the soap that gives you suds and mildness both. So, folks, until next season, well, I, Swan, how about you? The Joan Davis Show, presented by Swan Soap, is produced and directed by Dick Mack and is written by Jay Summers, Jack Harvey, Nat Linden, and Cy Will. Stay tuned to this station, and in 5 minutes you will hear the Lux Radio Theater. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.